Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:14, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. It has been a busy day. Here are now the three important things you need to know as you head home today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, here's number one. A conflict over nearly $500,000 in tax contributions has escalated tensions between Escambia commissioners and the Escambia Children's Trust. At the center of the dispute is whether the Children's Trust should be exempt from paying tax increment financing. For now, the fate of nearly $500,000 in the future of children's programming in Escambia County remains uncertain. The final decision was deferred until July 10th.
And Pensacola is one of two cities chosen for a new housing stability project designed to bring healthcare resources to the area. The project, established by two University of Florida undergrads, will also be launched in the city of Gainesville. The students plan to develop and deliver the resources needed, including hygiene kits, healthcare materials, bicycle distribution, and job resources. The project is scheduled to begin in 2 to 3 weeks at the Maxwell Respite Center on North Palafox Street.
Okay, now the third story. Effective July 1st, Floridians out boating no longer seeing law enforcement stopping vessels for random safety inspections. Governor DeSantis signed the Boater Freedom Act into law this week. It prevents state officers from stopping and boarding boats without probable cause. The law additionally mandates the creation of a Florida Freedom Boater decal that's issued during the boat's registration or renewal process, and it is meant to signify a boat has passed inspections. It's now 6:17. Running just a few seconds late here this afternoon. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Locally, I don't have much to say. The roads are looking fine. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be similar, mostly sunny, high of 86, low of 71.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting day playing out for us. Four people have been detained, and another person is on the loose after an unidentified man was robbed and beaten up Tuesday. This happened during a Facebook Marketplace transaction over at Bristol Park. The victim told Escambia deputies he had gone to the park to buy a cell phone. The suspects are 20-year-old Deshaun Simpkins, 18-year-old Terrence Mobley, 19-year-old Curtis Dale, and 22-year-old Estade Mason.
And the Emerald Coast Open and Lionfish Festival in Destin-Fort Walton Beach successfully removed over 20,000 lionfish. The festival featured lionfish-inspired dishes, music, and informational booths, raising awareness about the species and benefiting local businesses. Divers from across the country participated with activities held at AJ Seafood and Oyster Bar in Harbor Walk Village.
Okay, the city of Gulf Shores will begin discussions regarding the future of its relationship with the highly successful Hangout Music Fest. The city's franchise agreement with the festival expired this year following the Sands in My Boots concert series. The city says it was pleased with the sold-out shows, which brought tens of thousands of people to the beach and surrounding businesses. And while we're talking about Gulf Shores, today Allegiant Airlines started service into Gulf Shores today.
Really?
Yeah, so Gulf Shores has an airline.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
And since we're talking about tourist attractions, Florida has a new tourism record. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday the state had a record 143 million visitors last year. That breaks the record that was set the year before. And DeSantis says these results are proof that our Freedom First policies work and that Florida remains the best place to visit, work, and raise a family.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. More states now have laws banning or regulating cell phone use in schools. Chris DeMeo has that story.
Florida was the first state to pass a law regulating the use of cell phones in schools in 2023. When Florida first acted, lawmakers ordered schools to ban phones during instructional time. But there's another bill before Governor Ron DeSantis' desk that goes further. That measure would ban phones for the entire school day for elementary and middle schools. Since 2023, half of all states now have laws in place, with more likely to act soon. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And Senator Don Gates has given his thoughts on the clash over Florida's budget and tax policy. He described the presiding officers as being far apart on the issues, and he says he would prefer a property tax cut as they directly impact families and businesses. He went on to say he's never seen the two houses of legislature so divided at this point in the year and hopes a resolution can soon be made between the intelligent men in charge.
6:19, News Radio 92.3, Florida's Governor DeSantis is once again defending a program led by his wife that received millions of dollars through a settlement. Eben Brown reports from Miami this afternoon.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is still being asked questions about Hope Florida, the program under the leadership of his wife, First Lady Casey DeSantis, which received $10 million in funding as part of a state Medicaid settlement. DeSantis says the program has yielded results in getting Floridians to work and self-sufficiency.
You're not relying on government. In fact, Hope Florida, there have been 30,000 people that have gotten off means-tested government assistance. That saved the taxpayer over $100 million.
Speaking in Tampa, Democrats have called for investigations. The governor denies the program does anything improper. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Street racing, a real problem in Central Florida. FHP pretty upset about this whole affair. Chris Lindsay is in Orange County with the report.
Florida Highway Patrol Trooper Migdalicis Garcia says at least 100 people from all over Florida shut down an intersection doing donuts on Hazeltine National Drive.
That is very dangerous that we have younger drivers going out to do, and they're planning to do this without realizing the consequences.
At least three people were arrested. Some of the charges include battery on a law enforcement officer, street racing, and fleeing and eluding. It wasn't just the drivers who faced consequences. Over 40 others were cited for just watching the event.
All righty, 6:21. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you. Some of the hardest hitting stuff happening across your country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy Bands on the Bayou at Bayview Park, presented by East Hill Neighborhood Association. The music starts at 6:30. Find out more at bandsonthebayou.com. Sunday afternoon, Veterans Memorial Park will be honoring those who lost their lives during military service. The event begins at 1 with a presentation of colors. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the ongoing conflict between the Escambia Children's Trust and the Escambia County Commission over whether a $500,000 or so chunk of their annual revenue should be spent on lighting and sidewalks, or be spent on services for children, or be spent on a summer youth employment program. Also, Vision Zero, the goal to eliminate all traffic-related fatalities in the next 10 years in the city of Pensacola, passed 7-0. I don't embrace it. I don't agree. Why? Check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So hold me when I'm here, love me when I'm
wrong. Hold me when I'm scared, and love me when I'm gone. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your
top national stories this hour.
Okay, 624 News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching the money this afternoon, and Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks falling sharply as bond yields spiked and investors focused on President Trump's tax-cutting bill and worry that tax cuts will deepen the deficit. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished lower, with tech and healthcare the worst decliners, while communication services were the only winner. Target stock fell 5%. The big box retailer said a laundry list of problems dragged down its quarterly sales. Most all of the Dow 30 members finished in the red. The only winner, Coca-Cola. The worst decliners, United Health, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow falling 817 points. The Nasdaq lower by 270. S&P 500 down 96. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. But, of course, that's always an area where we got a pretty tricky light. That light's not very fun to be stuck at, so hopefully that'll dissipate soon. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather on a local scale, 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Still going to have some clouds in the sky this evening, but they should begin to dissipate throughout your day Thursday, where it will be mostly sunny, mostly clear, high of 86, and another low of 71.
All right, there you go. There's your local snapshot of the weather. Let's go to the national scene. Heavy rain on the way for the East Coast. It's going to last through tomorrow afternoon. Well, Fox Weather Mike Seidel is in Massachusetts with a report today.
A late season nor'easter is due to hit the East Coast from the Jersey Shore all the way up to down East Maine, including Long Island and the Cape. Thursday and Thursday night, heavy windswept rain, 1 to 3 inch rainfall totals. Could be some ponding on those highways if you're heading out early for Memorial Day weekend travel. On the coast, some minor coastal flooding with those gusty winds. High tide is the tide of concern on Thursday at around 8 p.m. here in Eastern Mass. And the temperatures, highs on Thursday, upper 40s and low 50s. That's about as cold as you'll see for an afternoon temperature this time of the year in the Boston metro area. In Scituate, Massachusetts, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio faced a grilling today from Democratic senators. In the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, Rubio clashed with Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. The main argument, of course, between them was about the deportation of alleged criminals back to El Salvador. Van Hollen recently visited El Salvador to advocate for the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who Democrats and some Republicans claim was denied due process. Rubio said he has no regrets deporting him, and he even went as far as telling Van Hollen that the guy he had margaritas with is a gangbanger.
You know, before these sessions start, they need to pull in that guy that used to be the guy in the boxing ring. All right, let's get ready to rumble.
You know? I know. It's gotten that over the top.
It really has. Trump administration accepting a luxury Boeing 747 from Qatar. They're going to use this as Air Force One. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump dismissed criticism of the Defense Department accepting a Boeing 747 from Qatar, downplaying concerns of impropriety.
They're giving the United States Air Force a jet, okay? And it's a great thing.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth officially accepted the jet, a Pentagon spokesman says, adding the plane was accepted in accordance with all federal rules and regulations. The aircraft will need to be fitted for proper security and other requirements before it can fly the president. President Trump has expressed his frustration at delays from Boeing as it produces a new generation of Air Force One aircraft. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
I love how we're hearing, you know, all this stuff about, this plane is a bribe. You shouldn't accept it, blah, blah, blah. And then he's just like, it's a jet. All right, jets are cool. I like them. I'm going to take it.
Listen, the news is all totally dominated now by a lot of the Democrats having to make up the stories for what they said earlier.
This is being made a bigger deal than it is. I think that's undeniable. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a visit to the Western Kursk region, marked the first time he stopped by since Russian forces ejected Ukrainian troops from the area last month. Russia said that it removed Ukrainian forces and put an end to the biggest incursion into Russian territory since World War II. According to the Kremlin, while in Kursk, Putin met with volunteer organizations in the region and went to the Kursk 2 nuclear power plant.
All right. The DOJ launching a probe into New York City mayoral candidate and former governor Andrew Cuomo. This is going to be good. David Spunt has the details.
The New York Times first to report that DOJ opened a criminal probe of Cuomo, accusing him of lying to Congress when he testified behind closed doors last summer about his response to the COVID-19 crisis in the Empire State and requiring nursing homes to accept COVID patients from hospitals. We're told the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C. opened the investigation about a month ago, and it's unclear where that investigation stands now. The primary in New York City is next month for mayor. The current acting U.S. Attorney, Jeanine Pirro, in Washington, D.C. is overseeing the investigation, though it was opened, according to the New York Times, under Ed Martin, the former interim U.S. attorney in D.C.
Okay, put down your calendar. I want you to break out your calendar this afternoon. Make sure you put this in here. St. Christopher's Thursday night concert series tomorrow night with Mirage, the band on the stage. Mirage, curtain rises 6 o'clock on the North 12th Avenue stage. That should be a goodie. Coming up in five, less than five, actually, we'll do some sports on News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The GOP is fighting an uphill battle to agree on budget cuts and tax breaks for President Trump's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from a meeting between House Republicans and the president.
The GOP leadership cut a deal with moderates on SALT. The bill increases tax breaks on state and local taxes. That infuriated the Freedom Caucus. So conservatives demand deeper spending cuts.
President Trump pressed South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on claims of genocide against white farmers to seize their land. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
Trump forcing Ramaphosa to sit through a video purporting to substantiate the disputed genocide claims. A source with knowledge of the video's origins tells Fox it is political propaganda created by one of Ramaphosa's opponents.
Ramaphosa denies any genocide is occurring. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a conflict over nearly $500,000 in tax contributions has escalated tensions between Escambia commissioners and the Escambia Children's Trust. At the center of the dispute is whether the Children's Trust should be exempt from paying tax increment financing. For now, the fate of nearly $500,000 and the future of children's programming in Escambia County remains uncertain. The final decision was deferred until July 10th.
Okay, Pensacola, by the way, this is number two. Pensacola is one of two cities chosen for a new housing stability project. It's designed to bring health care resources to the area. The project, established by two University of Florida undergrads, will also be launched in the city of Gainesville. The students plan to develop and deliver the resources needed. Here's some of the things they'll be adding to the community: hygiene kits, healthcare materials, bicycle distribution, and job resources. The project scheduled to begin in 2 to 3 weeks at the Maxwell Respite Center on North Palafox Street.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, effective July 1st, Floridians out boating they will no longer see law enforcement stopping vessels for random safety inspections. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Boater Freedom Act into law this week. It prevents state officers from stopping and boarding boats without probable cause. The law additionally mandates the creation of a Florida Freedom Boater decal. It's issued during a boat's registration or renewal, and it's meant to signify a boat has passed inspections.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
You know this is a game about adjustments. Despite the win, what do you have to do differently, better, game two?
I'm going to keep that a secret and not let the world know so they don't see it. But we know what we got to do.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Oklahoma City Thunder with ESPN after he scored 31 points in Game 1 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals at home last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Thunder trailed by 4 points at halftime, but then outscored Minnesota after the break by 30 to win the game 114-88. Oklahoma City had 38 points in the fourth quarter. Minnesota scored 40 the entire second half. The Thunder held Anthony Edwards to 18 points. Julius Randle scored 28 for the T-Wolves, who struggled to execute when it mattered in Game 1.
You know, we got to clean things up a little bit. Sometimes the passes were late. Sometimes we weren't quite shot ready. Sometimes we need to turn them into other plays, you know. But I did think that we got a number of really good looks, and we really couldn't connect when the game was kind of turning against us.
Minnesota Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch, Game 2, tomorrow in Oklahoma City. Game 1 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals tonight at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks host the Indiana Pacers.
Score! It is now 5-1 Florida. Lostarinen beats Anderson.
On TNT, the Florida Panthers won for the fifth time in 6 games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The reigning Cup champions followed up Sunday's Game 7 6-1 blowout against Toronto with a 5-2 win at Carolina in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers have scored 17 goals in their last 3 games on the road. Florida got goals last night from 5 different players. Game 2 tomorrow in Raleigh. Game 1 of the Western Conference Final is in Dallas tonight. The Stars host the Edmonton Oilers. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yes, and one of the things Jared mentioned there, of course, was the Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Pacers and Knicks. Coverage for that actually just now getting underway on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. You can also get the ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
All right. Our racing team is cleaning house in the wake of a cheating scandal. Boy, this is getting really good. Here's Jared Max.
In the wake of a cheating scandal ahead of Sunday's Indianapolis 500 on Fox TV, Roger Penske fired Penske team president Tim Cindric Wednesday, along with his IndyCar managing director Ron Rozewski and IndyCar general manager Kyle Moyer.
Penske stated, "Nothing is more important than the integrity of our sport and our race teams. We've had organizational failures during the last 2 years, and we had to make necessary changes." Second year in a row, Cindric and Rozewski out of the Indy 500. Two-time defending Indy 500 champ Joseph Newgarden and Penske teammate Will Power were not allowed to participate in Sunday's qualifying race because each was found to have had an illegally modified part on their racing vehicles. They were placed 32nd and 33rd to start the Indy 500. Jared Max, Fox News.
And President Trump welcomed the 2025 NCAA men's basketball champions to the White House today. The University of Florida Gators took the trip to celebrate their third national title in program history. They took down Houston 65-63 in the national title game. And their last championship before that was 2007, so this win was long overdue.
Yeah, I guess they introduced the chomp in the White House today. Mm-hmm. For the festivities. Pretty interesting. Hey, Birmingham brought out the bats Tuesday night as the Barons down Pensacola 6-2. It was game one of their six-game series. Pensacola now 23-17 on the season. They are right now in the middle of the second inning, so they're playing over on Main Street today. Boxing great. Make it a comeback. Here's Joe Morgan.
Manny Pacquiao is heading back into the ring. The 46-year-old boxing legend is coming out of retirement to face WBC welterweight champion Mario Barrios on July 19th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Pacquiao, who will be enshrined in the International Boxing Hall of Fame on June 8th, retired from boxing in 2021. Pacquiao has won 12 titles in a record 8 weight classes and has a record of 62-8-2 with 39 knockouts. Barrios is 29-2-1 with 18 knockouts and retained the WBC welterweight belt with a draw in November. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Investments. The push to ban the tush push has failed for now. But here's my question. Why was there even a push to ban it at all? Save the it's not a football play crap or people complaining that it isn't safe because no one has ever gotten injured from the tush push. The bottom line is the Philadelphia Eagles are the only team able to run it to perfection, and other teams are just trying to weaken a champion, and they ultimately failed to do so for now. I'm Zach Gelb.
Saving for retirement was tough enough for us.
Yes, and navigating markets can be challenging at times.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we take a disciplined approach with your investments.
Tell us more about that.
We take an active approach to money management, positioning your portfolio for opportunities we see ahead.
So all your clients get the same portfolio?
No. We tailor your portfolio to your individual goals and needs.
What about communication? We don't like being left in the dark.
We check in regularly to keep you informed on the markets and your portfolio.
Which means you'll help us stay on track.
Yes. Our goal is your comfortable retirement. And as a fiduciary, we always put your interests first. Because we do better when you do better. At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, this is an interesting story. Mayor Reeves is attempting to address the high cost of child care for working families in Pensacola. He's hosting a child care summit. This is going to happen on May 28th to bring people involved in child care services together to discuss potential ideas and concepts. It's a brainstorming session, and it's really well due. Reeves found that 15% of parents had left the job in the last 6 months because of issues with child care.
Mm.
So it's pretty interesting. Medical malpractice lawsuit, I wanted to tell you about this one, is filed in Minnesota over claims the wrong organ was removed during a woman's surgery. This is the oops effect here story. Jeff Manasso has the report.
The suit filed in Minneapolis against Allina Health and its doctor over claims of medical malpractice in a surgery in 2022. Court documents indicate the plaintiff, a Twin Cities woman, was admitted for a possible rupture of her spleen, though that her kidney was mistakenly removed instead of her spleen, that she now requires kidney dialysis treatment due to the mistake. Allina Health telling Fox News the court filings don't accurately reflect the full picture of the patient's condition or the life-saving medical care provided, that it intends to vigorously defend in court. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And nearly 500 million teenagers will be obese or overweight by 2030. That's according to a new report by The Lancet, which found those numbers have jumped significantly since 2015. The trend will put millions at risk of preventable illness and death. And the study's authors warn this is a tipping point in the health of young people.
Okay, new study out could help reveal how much ultra-processed food we're consuming.
Good segue.
It really is. Tom Graham has the story on this.
Typical nutrition studies rely on people's memories by asking them to list what they've eaten during a certain time period. Critics say there are problems with that method. Often respondents don't remember what they've had to eat or don't report it accurately. But a new study published in the journal PLOS Medicine may reveal how much energy a person consumes from ultra-processed foods by measuring molecules in the blood and urine. It's the first time scientists have identified biological markers that can indicate how much of the foods a person has consumed. Ultra-processed foods include sugary cereals, sodas, chips, and so much more. They often contain artificial additives and are linked to a host of health problems. Tom Graham, Fox News.
All right, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is responding to reports it's experiencing a mental health crisis amid a rise in suicides amongst deputies. Kristen Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
Retired L.A. Sheriff's Department Captain Mike Borman reflecting on 13 members committing suicide since 2013, blaming a lack of support and understaffing that's forcing deputies to work mandatory double and sometimes triple shifts.
This thing with the forced soul-sucking overtime has been a couple of years. How do you keep doing that?
Telling LA's Fox 11 News it's personal after losing a friend to suicide and urging anyone struggling to reach out for help.
People need to accept the fact that it's not a stigma. You know, if you're hurting that bad, you need to talk to somebody.
The department says it's been taking proactive and meaningful steps to support the mental health of every member. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right, 6:55. What a special day this is. Austin Price all raring to go here. Of course, he has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for weather on a local scale, sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 86, low of 71. Mostly sunny, mostly clear.
All right, let's kind of dig in. Nice local snapshot. Let's go to the national snapshot. Fox's senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your forecast.
The storm system that brought days of tornadoes, damaging winds, hail, and flooding rainfall is now pushing across the Ohio Valley, the Mid-Atlantic, and parts of the Northeast today. Thankfully, the system has lost a lot of its punch, but we still could see isolated stronger storms today and tomorrow before it finally moves offshore. Meanwhile, above average temperatures continue to break records over the South and West, while much cooler air has settled into the Northern Plains, the Northeast, and the Mid-Atlantic. FoxWeather.com for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. The Trump administration today officially accepting a gift of a reported upwards of $400 million jet from Qatar. The acceptance of the Boeing 747 jet was confirmed early today by the Pentagon. Target missed their first quarter revenue estimates as transactions fell and the retailer cut its full-year sales outlook. The company is in part blaming falling consumer sentiment and tariffs, along with backlash for its rollback of DEI initiatives for the performance. Elon Musk is confirming that the company will have robo-taxis on the streets of Austin, Texas by the end of June. The Tesla CEO saying a robo-taxi service will start with about 10 vehicles in Austin and rapidly expand to 1,000. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling more than 800 points. The S&P 500 missed the mark by 95, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 270 points. That's Your Money Now.
All righty. Well, we've got some breaking news here on the sports and business side of things, actually. And Chris, you actually notified me of this, so thank you for that. The Indianapolis Colts just released a statement that they are devastated to announce their beloved owner and CEO, Jim Irsay, passed away peacefully in his sleep this afternoon. They applauded his dedication and passion for the Colts organization, in addition to his generosity, commitment to the community, and his love for his family. And they, of course, extended their sympathies to his loved ones. But very, very shocking news there. He had been dealing with some health issues a little while back, but, of course, no one expected to hear that.
You know, he was an icon with NFL in terms of the central management of NFL. You know, just, he was looked at, and he really made some bold moves. And one of the biggest bold moves, I think, has to be when they pulled the team out of Baltimore and moved him to Indianapolis in the middle of the night. I went through that in New Orleans.
Irsay family
I went through that in the New Orleans situation when they pulled the Jazz and sent him to Utah.
It's always going to be controversial. Yeah, just on a semi-related note, it's always going to be controversial when you do that to a to an organization, so, of course.
That's breaking news. Of course, James Irsay, I think he was 88, died in Indianapolis this afternoon. Breaking news on News Radio 92.3.
And Moody's is downgrading the long-term ratings for J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Monday's announcement came after the ratings agency also downgraded the U.S. government over its growing $36 trillion debt. That downgrade indicated the agency thinks the country is less able to support the obligations of these banks.
All right, if you don't mind, can you rack 3741 for me?
Sure.
This is an important story just kind of moving through this afternoon. Milwaukee, of course, hosted the 2024 RNC gathering, if you remember, last summer. Well, it really played out well economically for the city of Milwaukee. Here's the latest from Jason Calvi.
This new report finds the RNC's economic impact was $321 million. That's $120 million more than convention organizers said they expected. The total includes money spent by the RNC, the host committee, and visitors. It also includes $75 million that the federal government gave the city to spend on securing Milwaukee during this national special security event. The Milwaukee 2024 host committee commissioned the study. They hired the international nonpartisan research firm Tourism Economics. Empty bars and restaurants during the RNC week led some to wonder if it would turn out to be a bust. Now the numbers are in, and the RNC did bring the economy a lot of green, even if some were left in the red.
And Google bringing its flagship language model to Chrome for Mac and Windows. The company's AI-generated browsing assistant, known as Gemini, will be available in Chrome so users can ask follow-up questions while searching for websites. In future versions, we'll be able to navigate the web and take other actions on behalf of the user. The announcement came during its developer conference, where Google has rolled out updates to its AI ambitions.
All right, there you are with that Whataburger cup.
Yeah, I always got a fast food
kind
joint.
Kind of spurring on this next story, a Texas man suing Whataburger after he was served a burger with onions, which he claims caused an allergic reaction. Hey, this wasn't his first rodeo. He's done this before. Here's Gary Baumgarten.
The man claims the fast food chain ignored his no-onion request, causing the reaction and leading to medical treatment. The lawsuit requests monetary relief of at least $250,000, but less than $1 million. Whataburger isn't commenting, but denies the allegations in a court filing. He filed a similar lawsuit against Sonic last year, alleging that onions in a burger served there made him sick. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All right, one U.S. airline has a new rule about lithium batteries. Lisa Brady's in with the story.
Beginning next Wednesday, Southwest Airlines is requiring passengers to keep portable chargers in plain sight when they're using them, over concern about the rising number of fires involving lithium batteries on planes. The FAA reporting a record 89 incidents last year. The TSA already prohibits chargers, power banks, and e-cigarettes in checked bags because a fire in the cargo hold could be harder to detect and put out. But lithium batteries are allowed in carry-ons. And Southwest says they can still be stored in carry-ons, but that having them out in the open when in use allows for faster intervention in the rare event a battery overheats or catches fire. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes as we ease you into this evening.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Step into the smoke and sophistication of Pensacola Cigar Weekend, May 29th to June 1st at the beautiful Court of DeLuna. An unforgettable four-day affair of fine cigars, live jazz, craft spirits, and upscale vibes. Relax, unwind, and connect with elegance in every puff. Visit PensacolaCigarWeekend.com to secure your moment in the smoke. Pensacola Cigar Weekend, where refinement meets rhythm. Light it, live it, love it.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see. One last quick check here. Not too much going on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 80 degrees. Going to be a low of 71 tonight with some clouds in the sky. Tomorrow, we're going to see those clouds clear up. Mostly sunny, mostly clear. The temperature is going to be similar to what it was today. High of 86 and yet another low of 71.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, here's a couple of big names you might have heard of. Lady Gaga and Drake, among Spotify's 2025 Songs of Summer predictions. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Spotify has revealed its 2025 Songs of Summer predictions, laying out 30 tracks that the streaming platform sees as contenders to top the charts this summer. Mystical Magical by Benson Boone and What I Want by Morgan Wallen, featuring Tate McRae, are standouts among the 30-track lineup. The list also includes hits like Drake's Nokia, Alex Warren's Ordinary, and Bailey Zimmerman and Big X The Plugs All the Way, alongside new drops from Charlie XCX, Lady Gaga, Lorde, Jenny, and Bad Bunny. Spotify's picks span pop, rap, and global genres, all competing for summer's biggest streaming crown. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And I heard rap being one of the subject matters, or one of the genres chosen in that spiel. Well, speaking of which, Rod Wave facing more than a dozen counts, which include aggravated assault, possession of a firearm, and felony tampering with evidence. The rapper, born Rodarius Green, was arrested in Georgia on Tuesday in connection to an incident last month at his residence when his an argument ensued and a pistol was fired multiple times, striking several cars and a wall in his home.
It is day 12 of the trial against Sean Diddy Combs. Fox's C.B. Cotton has the latest from New York City.
Jurors are hearing from a forensic psychologist who could be key to the prosecutor's case as they try to prove to jurors that Diddy victimized his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura and other women. Dr. Dawn Hughes testified that she hasn't seen any details from the court, but instead was hired to share general concepts. She said a perpetrator has multiple methods to abuse and make someone feel trapped. She said there is love in abusive relationships, and it often takes months or years for victims to speak out. Other witnesses have shared specifically how Diddy used his words or his weapons to create fear in those around him.
And speaking of the subject matter, rapper Kid Cudi expected to take the witness stand tomorrow in Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. Cudi's real name is Scott Muscutty. He'll be questioned about dating the music mogul's ex-girlfriend during a break in her relationship with Diddy. Cassie Ventura already testified that Combs, in a jealous rage, told her he wanted to blow up Cudi's car. Well, oddly enough, Cudi is expected to testify that his car was firebombed in 2012.
It blew it up.
Yeah, maybe a man of his word.
I hear that. Actor Tom Cruise vowing to continue making action films for the rest of his life. Michelle Pollino has the story for us.
Tom Cruise says he's never stopping making action films. At the premiere of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, the 62-year-old told The Hollywood Reporter he plans to make films well into his hundreds. Final Reckoning marks Cruise's last outing as Ethan Hunt, a role he first took on in 1996 and played for nearly 30 years across 8 films.
Our lives are the sum of our choices.
Known for doing his own stunts, Cruise has clung to airplanes, jumped off rooftops, and even base jumped from a cliff on a motorcycle, which he called the most dangerous stunt of his career. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning hits theaters Friday. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, New Jersey health officials warning of a potential measles outbreak linked to a sold-out stadium concert featuring Shakira. Tanya J. Powers tells us more.
The New Jersey Department of Health has issued an alert to those who attended the Shakira concert on Thursday at MetLife Stadium, saying someone with a confirmed case of measles went to the show while they were infectious. MetLife holds more than 82,000 people. In a statement, state health officials say concertgoers could develop symptoms as late as June 6th. Measles is highly contagious, and the virus can linger in the air for up to 2 hours after an infected person coughs. Symptoms include high fever and a red rash that usually starts at the hairline and spreads downwards. Anyone who went to the show and developed symptoms is urged to call their doctor before going to a medical office to prevent potential spread. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, Austin and I will be back at 4 for Pensacola right now. Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.